This is Dave Gloetz of MrRadio.org speaking with the Chicago Reader's Ben Jarofsky. Ben's column in the July 31st, 2008 edition of The Reader is titled Endless War, and he's here with me today to tell the rest of the story. We're talking about a new building inside of Gale School Park at Howard and Ashland, a public park co-located with a public school, sort of a unique hybrid, would you say?
Oh, that's actually an old model that goes back to at least to the 70s, and that's because neither the park district nor the Board of Ed wanted to be completely responsible for the bill of building a new structure. So Mayor Daley, not this Mayor Daley, old man Mayor Daley, concocted the idea of having joint projects shared by the Park District and the Board of Ed. Part of the problem is that there's not enough open space, available space, so schools tend to build, want to build on Park District land because it's free.
Well, that's sort of an efficiency for us, the taxpayers, isn't it?
Yes, if you don't view your land as having any value, if you don't view open land, park land as having any value, then...
So you're saying they're taking up land that otherwise can be accessed by the public?
That's correct. This is total tangent from what happened on Howard Street, but...
So let's go back to that.
Okay.
At the heart of this matter is how an organization called the Boys and Girls Clubs got involved with possibly operating programs at the new Gale Community Center, or operating the center itself. Ben, you write that if the Park District wanted to have a private operator of any sort at the facility, it should have sought competitive bids, which it is obligated to do. Obligated how?
Well, they have their own bylaws, their own rules, their own regulations, and the Park District, for contracts above $10,000, they have to go through a formal process where they solicit a request for proposals. Vendors give the Park District their proposal. The Park District reviews each proposal, comes to determination which is in the best interest of the public, and then chooses that one and rewards the vendor with a contract. And they're taking into account many different things. One, the most primary, obviously, is the cost. If vendor X can provide the same service for less money than vendor Y, then unless there's some overriding other interest, something very compelling, you give it to vendor X.
So this process, is this codified? Is it in the law?
It's Park District policy. It's part of the Park District code.
So if they violate their own policy, they're not breaking the law.
Well, that's where we learned our lesson from the Latin school. You have a policy, so yes, you can be sued. You can be taken to court. That's what the folks in Lincoln Park successfully did when they went to court and forced the Park District to tear up its contract with the Latin school because, as the folks in Lincoln Park pointed out, they broke the rules. So in this case, it's not coming to this because ultimately the Park District will be running this facility. If the contract to oversee this facility had been awarded to the Boys and Girls Club without going through this whole process, then there very well could have been a lawsuit filed and it could have succeeded.
Just to be clear, what the process entails is for projects that the Park District wants to have a private operator at one of their facilities, the Park District would issue a request for proposals.
Right.
And advertise that in the newspaper, according to their website. And then aspiring contractors would submit bids, and those bids would be unsealed and then examined. And the bids that are lowest and meet all the criteria would get the project. This didn't happen, apparently, in this case. But let's talk about why it happened the way it did. Your article identifies two people, Richard Gregory and Jim Jendersky, as the people who came up with the idea of having the Boys and Girls Club operate at the Gale Community Center. We know that Jendersky unsuccessfully ran against 49th Ward Alderman Joe Moore in the 2007 aldermanic election. What else do we know about these guys?
This is my opinion. I don't think there's anything terribly wrong with what happened. It's how they went about it. And here's the scoop. Quite innocently, I will say, these two fellows, and I'm basing on what Joe Moore has told me, came to him with this idea of inviting the Boys and Girls Club to the Park District facility to operate it. Joe Moore, the alderman, told me he thought it was a great idea. He has high respect for the Boys and Girls Club. The Boys and Girls Club is sort of looking to shift its focus from the Lathrop Homes facility, which is probably not going to be in much demand since the city is tearing down the Lathrop Homes.
Which is another story.
Yeah, it's a whole other story. So Joe Moore brought the idea to the attention of the Park District Superintendent, Tim Mitchell, who, according to Moore, loved the idea because he could save money on salaries one, and two, he could make things more competitive for the regular park district staff. In other words, he could then use Gale Community Center, as operated by the Boys and Girls Club, as an example of how to
privatize,
correct. And that would put pressure on other public employees at other parks to do a better job. Presumably, if the Boys and Girls Club did a better job of providing services than other parks.
But at that point, that sounds like that's the point at which Mitchell decided to not follow park district policy.
Okay, this is a classic case. This happens all the time. I write about it all the time. Not just the park district, but throughout the city. When they get an idea, sometimes they follow the rules and the regulations, and sometimes they barrel ahead. When, at the last minute, the local advisory council got wind of the fact that the Boys and Girls Clubs was coming, or that the park district was negotiating with the Boys and Girls Club, as Joe Moore told me, they revolted. They got angry. They got angry for a lot of reasons.
Well, had the park district followed its own policy, they would have found out about it earlier, and there would have been less an aura of done deal, because there wouldn't have just been, Boys and Girls Club.
This is not a good way to run your businesses. You have rules like this in order to guarantee that the public's interest is protected.
Well, one of the things I wanted to get underneath here is, what were the motivations of the people involved? You just identified the possible motivation of the head of the park district to further a privatization agenda. The alderman...
I think Joe Moore's motivation, his spoken motivation, is to have the best of all possible facilities in his community. I think that he also had the motivation, whether he admits it or not, and he won't admit it, that he really wanted to annoy and aggravate his opposition. In the last aldermanic election, it came down to a relative handful of votes. So the ward's pretty much split. I would argue that the residents are served well by this division. I envy the 49th ward. I wish other wards had similar divisions.
Because there's healthy, open debate.
Yes, there's healthy, open debate. There's a check and there's a balance. The alderman just doesn't have unchecked power. And too many wards, aldermen do have unchecked power. So I would say the 49th ward is served well by this, even if it frustrates Joe Moore. And in fact, on Saturday, the day after today, there will be an official opening of the center, and the staff, park district employees, will be on hand.
Just for our listeners to know, in case you want to go to the opening on Saturday, that's at the northeast corner of Howard and Marshfield, just west of Ashland.
I just want to remind our listeners, you can ride your bikes to this opening, and there's plenty of places to lock them.
And I think we'll leave it there. Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
You're welcome.
This is Dave Gloetz reporting on the rest of the story. When you have a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further installments or subscribe to our podcast. Thank you for listening.